All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we are going deep on Ella Fitzgerald, the First Lady of Song.
Yes.
And I gotta say, I've got like a mountain of info here, articles, documentaries, even dug into the Wikipedia page, which is always a good starting point. And I am just blown away by what I'm learning.
Yeah, you know what really strikes me about Ella's journey is that it's so much bigger than just the music, right? You know, her story is one of incredible resilience, breaking barriers, and just the sheer power of finding your voice, both literally and metaphorically. I mean, her influence on American culture, especially during such a pivotal time of social change, it's truly remarkable.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when you think about it, you look at her upbringing, right? You see the hardship, you see time in reform school, and yet this unwavering passion for music just shines through. It's like, where did she find that strength?
Well, that's where the idea of art as a refuge really comes in. You know, for Ella, music was an escape, a way to rise above those really challenging circumstances. And it's a theme that still resonates with so many people today, right? It speaks to the power of creativity to heal, you know, to transform.
Totally. And speaking of transformation, her journey to becoming a singer is quite the story. Imagine going to the Apopka Theater, ready to dance, stage fright hits. And what do? You decide to sing the Hoagie Carmichael tune instead.
Wow.
And then she wins first place.
Talk about seizing the moment, right? I mean, that's a perfect example of how life can take these unexpected turns. And sometimes those detours lead to something even greater. I mean, who knew that Apollo performance would be the spark that ignited this incredible career?
It's amazing, right? Okay, but we can't talk about Ella without talking about that scat singing. I mean, it's one thing to imitate instruments, which is impressive in itself, don't get me wrong. But she created this whole language with her voice. Like, she was having these conversations, these intricate, rhythmic conversations with the music itself.
Oh, it was musical improvisation at its absolute finest, like a high wire act. Imagine being on stage, no lyrics, just pure emotion and instinct pouring out in these amazing vocal riffs. And she didn't just imitate instruments. She embodied their sound, their energy, their soul, even.
Yeah, she was something else. And if you want to hear a prime example of that genius, go check out the 1945 recording of Flying Home. It's a masterpiece. It's like vocal dexterity and improvisation all rolled into one. Honestly, it's mind-blowing.
It really is. And it's important to remember the context of all of this too, right? I mean, Ella was navigating a world filled with racial prejudice. In 1954, she was actually kicked off a flight in Australia because of her lace. It's a stark reminder of the deep discrimination she faced.
Yeah, it's hard to even imagine. But then you also have stories like the Mocambo incident, where Marilyn Monroe, you know, Hollywood icon, used her influence to get Ella booked at this segregated club in L.A.
Right.
Talk about the power of allyship, right? Using your platform to create change.
Absolutely. Ella's story is really inseparable from the civil rights movement. She didn't just break barriers musically. She actively used her voice, her actions, to advocate for equality and justice.
Yeah, totally. Her collaborations are fascinating, too. Like, her partnership with Louis Armstrong produced some really iconic albums. Ella and Louis, Pardee and Best. I mean, their voices together are just magic.
You know what made that pairing so captivating? The contrast. You have Ella's smooth, velvety tone against Louis' gravelly, weathered voice. It's like two sides of the same coin, united by their love of jazz. They just complemented each other so perfectly.
It's true. And it's interesting to compare her to someone like Billie Holiday, both incredibly talented, both with voices that could, I don't know, just move you to tears. But Ella seemed to embrace this joy and optimism in her music, while Billie really leaned into the blues.
And that goes to show the incredible diversity within jazz itself, right? It's a genre that embraces a full spectrum of emotions, a full spectrum of experiences. Ella's focus on joy, on resilience, that's just one facet of this rich and multifaceted art form.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a whole world unto itself.
Exactly. You know, one thing that always gets me about Ella is how versatile she was. I mean, we haven't even touched on her songbook series yet, which is just, it's incredible the range she had.
Oh, you're so right. I'm curious, for anyone listening who maybe isn't familiar, can you break down what those songbook albums were all about?
Oh, absolutely. So the songbook series was basically Ella taking on the works of some of the greatest American composers, right? You've got Cole Porter, Duke Ellington, Gershwin, Irving Berlin. The list goes on. It's amazing when you think about it. the sheer scope of her repertoire.
So she wasn't just like singing jazz standards.
No, no, not at all. She took these classic American songs from Broadway, from popular music, and she infused them with her own jazz style. It was brilliant, really, both preserving these timeless melodies and introducing them to a new generation.
And to be able to like adapt those songs and make them her own, it says a lot about her range, right? Vocally and stylistically. I mean, she could swing, she could croon, she could belt it out, and always with this like impeccable phrasing and control. It's just mesmerizing to listen to.
Oh, totally. You can hear her deep musical understanding in every single note. She wasn't just singing the song, you know, she was inhabiting them, bringing out all those little nuances, the emotional depth.
Makes you wonder if she had a favorite composer, you know? Or a particular style that she felt most connected to.
It's hard to say for sure, but I think her collaborations with Duke Ellington were really something special. They had this mutual respect, this understanding of each other's musicality. You can just feel that synergy when you listen to their recordings.
I've heard their 1957 album, Ella Fitzgerald Sings the Duke Ellington Songbook, is considered one of the like landmarks of vocal jazz.
Absolutely. It's a masterclass in interpretation and improvisation. But again, it's not just about the technical brilliance. Ella brought this incredible emotional depth to those songs, a way of connecting with the lyrics that made them feel fresh, relevant, even though they were written decades earlier.
You know, speaking of emotional depth, I have a confession. I was listening to her version of Summertime earlier from the Gershwin Songbook, and I might have got a little teary-eyed. There's just something so moving about her delivery.
You know? Oh, totally. Ella had this incredible gift for conveying vulnerability and strength at the same time. Like, her voice could make you feel seen, heard, understood, even in the midst of all this, like, complex musical arrangement. It's rare, really powerful.
I think that's what sets her apart, that emotional connection. It's not just hitting the notes, right? It's about the feeling, the story behind the song. And she did that with such grace, such authenticity.
Exactly. And that authenticity resonated with people everywhere. She wasn't just a singer. She was a storyteller, a weaver of emotions. And that's why her music continues to touch people's hearts even today.
It's amazing how she was able to like transcend cultural boundaries with her music. Was there a particular moment like in her career where she kind of achieved that international recognition?
Well, I think her 1960 concert at the Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen, that was a huge turning point. It was this massive success, really solidified her status as a global icon. People from all over the world were drawn to her warmth, her charisma, and of course, that unforgettable voice.
It's just incredible to think about how far she came from those early days at the Apollo Theater to performing on stages all over the world.
It's a testament to her dedication, her perseverance, and the universal power of her music. Her story reminds us that talent combined with hard work and genuine passion can really break down barriers and touch countless lives.
Yeah, it's that human connection, right? That's what makes her music so timeless.
Absolutely. It's like her voice just transcends generations. You put on an Ella Fitzgerald record today, and it still feels so relevant, so full of life.
Like she's right there with you, sharing her joy, her pain. And it's not just the melodies, you know, it's the way she delivers those lyrics. Like you really feel every word.
And I think that speaks to the universality of the themes in her music, right? Love, law, joy, resilience. I mean, those are emotions that connect us all, no matter who you are or where you come from.
So true. It's incredible how her music keeps resonating with people all over the world. But, you know, we've talked about her musical impact. But offstage, she faced so much discrimination, especially early in her career. Did you know she was even arrested once for trying to use a whites-only beach in Oklahoma?
Wow, yeah. It's a reminder of how deeply ingrained racism was back then. And yet, Ella never let those experiences define her. She kept pushing forward, using her platform to fight for equality, for justice.
Like when she refused to perform at segregated venues. She knew her worth, wouldn't compromise her principles.
Exactly, that courage, that unwavering commitment to her values, that makes her story even more inspiring. She used her voice not just for music, but to speak truth to power, to inspire others to do the same.
Powerful stuff. So for someone just discovering Ella Fitzgerald today, where would you even begin? I mean, there's so much to explore.
There are so many great places to start. If you want the whole picture, the documentary Ella Fitzgerald, just one of those things, is amazing. It really captures her life, her career, the highs and the lows.
And if you want to jump right into the music, I'd say pick a songbook that grabs you. Maybe start with Cole Porter or Duke Ellington and go from there. Each songbook is its own journey, you know? a showcase of her versatility, her brilliance.
And don't forget those collaborations, especially with Louis Armstrong. That chemistry is something else. A blend of warmth, humor, pure musical magic.
Oh, and you got to check out that live recording of Mack the Knife, where she forgets the lyrics. Talk about a masterclass in improvisation and stage presence. It's like you can feel the energy of the audience as she just rolls with it, turns a potential disaster into a moment of pure brilliance.
It shows her quick wit, her musicality, her ability to connect with the audience on such a deep level. Ella Fitzgerald's music is truly a gift. She left behind an incredible legacy of joy, resilience, artistic brilliance. It's something that continues to inspire us today.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's been such a joy to go on this deep dive into her world. I feel like I've learned so much and been reminded of the power of music to uplift, to heal, to connect us all. Until next time.